Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year, David.
Well, a lot going on this week in Albany.
Yeah, all eyes are at the state capitol this week as Governor Andrew Cuomo prepares to deliver his State of the State address, and that's Wednesday, and that kind of kicks in the annual legislative session. You know, people will be watching to see what the governor says about many pressing issues across the state. One particular may be what he says about the state's 2% property tax cap that he was very strongly in favor of and helped push through a couple of years ago. But now a lot of school districts and local governments are struggling. Some are close to insolvency under this property tax cap, and they're looking for some sign of relief, something about state aid, or maybe something that makes it easier to get around that. There are ways to get around it, but it's difficult. You know, he is expected to talk about the state's fiscal situation, and the governor may talk about the rebuilding going on after Superstorm Sandy, and certainly a big issue will be his determination to get some legislation through this session that would toughen access to assault weapons, and there is a lot of bipartisan support in the state legislature for that. You know, also on Wednesday, the state Senate will be meeting in caucus, and the spotlight will be on a state senator from the Bronx. That's Democrat Jeff Klein, and he's profiled today on the front page of the Times Union by our Capitol reporter James Odato. And, you know, it's historical because Klein has brokered a deal that lets power be shared between his independent Democratic group and the Republicans that have controlled the Senate for years. And, you know, that could be thrown into disarray by an appeals court this week, which Jimmy Vielkind reports today that a state appellate court, five judges, heard arguments in a challenge to the election of George Amador as the new state senator in the 44th Senate District. He won by 39 votes under a ruling last week by a state Supreme Court judge. But now the judges are considering whether to count more ballots, contested ballots in that, and if it changes the outcome of the race, maybe Senator Klein won't have as much influence in the state Senate. So lots of eyes on the Capitol. The court may rule as early as today, and those disputed votes may be counted as early as today. So big deal.
As always, we'll keep an eye on all of it as it develops. We've been speaking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories, head to timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.